Amos, it's Sunday again.
Yeah, Sunday's right, and don't forget we is on the radio every Sunday for Rinso.
Yeah, and here comes Ken Carpenter now with the biggest news in Rinso's history. Let's listen to him.
Yes, it's the biggest news ever. It's new 1950 Rinso with Solium, a full year ahead of time. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. But more about that in a few minutes. Now, Lever Brothers Company and new 1950 Rinso bring you the Amos and Andy Show. Yes, sir. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with Lou Lubin, Eddie Green, Ernestine Wade, the Jubilaires, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. It's Sunday morning at the home of George and Sapphire Stevens. And as we join them now, we find the Kingfish and his wife in the parlor reading the morning paper.
Oh, say, honey, just looking at the ad in the theatrical section of the Sunday paper here.
Uh-huh.
There's a new musical coming over at the theater on 125th Street that we ought to see.
I've seen that ad, George, with all them pictures of the chorus girls. And I noticed you've been looking at it for 5 minutes, too.
Yeah, well, I tell you, though, honey, there ain't one of these chorus girls that's got your style. Your looks or your figure.
They ain't, George?
No, that's why I enjoy looking at them.
George! After all, when a man gets to be your age, it's time to stop looking at young girls.
Listen, honey, that's just like telling an old bird dog not to quiver when he sees quail.
George, look at this news item here. Times is really getting bad. It says here that since the first of the year, over 1 million men have joined the ranks of the unemployed.
Yeah, huh? You know, it's beginning to look like the eyes in the field is rapidly becoming overcrowded, ain't
it? George, you ought to be ashamed that you ain't got no job.
Well, now, don't holler at me just because I was out of work. I bet you don't find Molotov's wife screaming and yelling at him. Your forest all is looking around, too.
George, why don't you stop talking nonsense?
Well,
say, George, look here in the paper. There was a robbery in the neighborhood yesterday at Robinson's jewelry store.
Hmm.
A man robbed a place of $5,000 in jewels.
$5,000?
Yes, and it happened right in broad daylight at 4:15 yesterday afternoon. And it say here that they're offering $1,000 reward for the identification leading to criminal's arrest.
Hmm.
George, what you looking so funny about?
At 4:15 in front of Robinson's jewelry store. They're offering a reward. Say, honey, I think our ship has just come in with $1,000 in the cargo.
Well, how would you know the crook that done robbed the jewelry store?
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you about it, honey. You see, at exactly 4:15 yesterday, me and Andy was on the street in front of Robinson's jewelry store. Well, now, Andy had a camera with him, and I done took 7 pictures of Andy. And there was one left on the roll, so Andy said to me...
Say, Kingfish, there's just one picture left on a roll of film here. How about me taking the last one of you?
Well, Andy, I ain't very photo anemic myself, but go ahead. Tell you what, Andy, I'll get over by the jewelry store window here, and that'll make a good background.
Yeah, and I can get your whole body in there, too.
Yeah, all right, I'll get over here. Okay.
Yeah, all right, Kingfish, hold still. Here goes. Hey, mister, watch it, will you?
All right, buddy, don't get excited.
Kingfish, that fella come out of the jewelry store there, walk right in front of you just as I snapped the picture.
Oh, me, Andy, you goes to take a picture of me, and you gets one of another fella. Oh, I tell you, Andy.
George, you mean to say that Andy's got a picture of the fella that robbed the jewelry store? Why, that could mean $1,000 to Andy.
Yeah, wait a minute. Andy put that roll of film in his pocket, and he say he gonna get it developed tomorrow. If I could think of some way to get that suit off of Andy and get that film out of his pocket, I could, Yeah, I gotta call Andy and get him right over to the lodge hall.
George, you ain't thinking of getting that whole reward for yourself, is you?
Oh, of course not, honey, of course not. That would be a dirty, low-down trick to keep all the money. I'm going to do the thing that's fair and square. Just as soon as I get the $1,000, I'll pay Andy the 35 cents he paid for the film. All right. Well, Andy's on his way over to the lodge here now. If this scheme works, I'll get his suit off of him and get the film out of his pocket. Oh, I hear his big feet flapping down the hall now. Come in, Brother Andy.
Hiya, Kingfish, hiya. Say, what is that sign you got outside your office there? Stevens French Dry Cleaning Company. Where'd you ever learn about that business?
Oh, where did I learn? Why, I studied it at the New York branch of the great French dry cleaning school, the Energene Academy of Paris, France. So.
Well, this is really news, Kingface. You done graduated as a French dry cleaner, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We just had our graduation ceremonies yesterday. Oh, really a big, happy occasion.
Was, huh?
The whole graduation class throwed their berets in the air, and then the last thing the professor said to the French cleaning and pressing class was those famous words, "N'est-ce pas, s'il vous plaît, parlez-vous, c'est la guerre."
Yeah. What did that mean?
Never leave a hot iron on the seat of the pants.
Yeah, well, one thing I want to know, Kingfish, what is the big advantage of this French cleaning over the other kinds of cleaning?
Well, it's speed, and it's the fastest dry cleaning in the world.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. You take that suit you got on there now. How long do it usually take you to get that clean, Brother Ender?
No, I don't know. I ain't had the suit but 4 years.
You ain't had to clean it, huh?
No.
Let me look at it, Jane.
Yeah, it don't look too messy, do it?
No, that dirt really holds a nice crease there. But I tell you what, Andy, things being slow today, because it's Sunday, I'll clean your suit for you for nothing to show you what great work we do.
For nothing, huh? Well, that's okay with me, boy.
Yeah, now, take off your suit. I'll take your coat, yeah?
Yeah, let me get my pants off here. I'll slip them off, too.
Yeah, get your pants off. Got your long underwear on, huh?
Mm.
Yeah, see, you ain't wearing no socks.
No, I've been kind of reconomizing here lately. I just get my underwear extra long and tuck it into my shoes.
Well, with them baggy knees, you got enough play in the legs there, all right? Say, Andy, ain't you got on 2 suits of heavy underwear?
Yeah, well, you see, Kingfish, they're both a little ragged, so... Mm-hmm. Where one's got holes, the other's okay, so... See, by wearing them, I get full coverage.
I see.
Here's the pants, Kingfish.
Yeah, give me the pants, yeah. Okay, Andy, now I'll be back in no time. You keep your derby on there so you won't catch cold. Go ahead.
And don't forget to do a good job on that cleaning, too.
Oh, don't worry, Andy. When I finish with this suit, you'll really know you've been to the cleaner.
Yeah, that's...
Well, I'll get on in the back room now and have my assistants go to work on it.
In the back room?
Oh, yeah, that's where I use the new secret cleaning process.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Boy, you got to hand it to that Kingfish. If anything new comes out, he is always the first one.
Well, here you is, Brother Andy. Your suit's all done. Glad to give it back to you.
Holy smoke. You sure must have had a couple of fast Frenchmen back there. Wait a minute, though. Wait a minute. Look at the suit here. The spots are still in there.
Yeah, well, Andy, after examining it, I didn't dare take out the spots. I found out that it was the only thing that was holding the suit together. Anyway, Andy, well, you can put on your suit now. We got to get out of here anyway.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I had a roll of film in my coat pocket when I walked in here, and it ain't here now. Where is it?
Film?
Kingfish, you got a funny look on your face. You better tell me what happened to that film, or I'm going to punch you right in the nose.
All right, Andy, wait a minute now. Don't get mad. You got me now. You got me. Well, I took the film. I didn't want nothing to happen to it, Andy. Now, look, Andy, this film is worth $1,000 to us if we take it right down to the drugstore and get it developed right away.
$1,000? Kingfish, what is this all about?
Now, listen, Andy. We got to take the film to the drugstore right now. I'll explain everything to you on the way over there.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Andy, the main thing is to get the roll of film developed. That's the main thing.
Yeah, well, we'll take it to the nearest drugstore.
Yeah, come on now. Yeah, now, wait a minute. Let's see. Which way do we want to go? Oh, yeah, there's one in the next block. See the sign down there? Come on.
Yeah. Hey, Kingfish, did you see them two gals smiling and giggling as they pass us? Boy, that's always the way it is. When gal sees me, they always kind of smile and giggle.
And one thing we better do before you go any further.
What's that?
Go back and put on your pants.
To Irving, Berlin, we're going to take you on a musical spin with Jeff Alexander's ragtime band. On the counter because they're right on hand. Come on in here,
Alexander's ragtime band.
Come on in here, come on in here. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before.
So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band, what am.
Oh, my honey lamb.
Come on along.
Come on along. Come on along. Come on along.
Let me take you by the hand.
To meet the man.
To meet the man.
To meet the man.
To meet the man.
Who's the leader of the band? And if you want to hear the Swanee River play in ragtime,
come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
the rhythm of Jeff Alexander's band.
Is the best band in the land.
And if you want to hear that choir singing,
Bonnie River, far, far away.
Come on here, come on here, come on here. Alexander's Ragtime Band.
It's here. It's ready to use right now. Ask your dealer for Rinso and get the amazing new 1950 Rinso with Soleum. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. Yes, three times the whiter washing action of any other soap.
The new Rinso is really wonderful. All my towels and sheets are so marvelously white, whiter even than new. My pretty print dresses and the children's play clothes are actually brighter than the day I bought them.
It's true, the sensational whiter washing action of new 1950 Rinso gets and keeps your clothes whiter, brighter than any other soap.
Yet Rinso is always so safe for everything in my wash. It's so pleasantly easy on my hands, too.
Tomorrow, get new 1950 Rinso with Soleum in the familiar green and yellow package. Now, back to Amos and Andy.
Well, I've been driving y'all all over town, fellas, but it don't look like you're getting nowhere.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you driving us, Amos. But on account of this being Sunday, it don't look like there's no drugstore that we can get the film developed for us before Wednesday.
Yeah, the thing is, if the police catch the thief before we develop the picture, we gonna lose the $1,000 reward. Yeah, that'd be a tough break, all right.
Yeah, Kingfish, and we really got to act fast, too, because I just thunk of something else.
What's that, Andy?
If the thief hears about the reward, he's liable to surrender and get the $1,000 for himself.
Well, we coming to the lodge hall now, boys, and I got to let you all off, because I got to get on home. Ruby's mama's coming over to see Amos Andrew, and I said I'd drive her home.
Oh, say, Amos, how is my little godchild?
Well, Amos Andrew's fine, Andy. Well, here we is, boys.
Well, thanks for everything, Emma.
Yeah, thanks, Emma.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, say, by the way, Kingfish, your wife Sapphire was over to see our baby, and she thinks the baby reminds her of you.
Well, that's wonderful, Emma. How come?
Because all the baby does all day is eat and sleep. So long, fella.
You know, I don't trust that, Emma. He's always getting nasty about something, Andy.
Yeah. Hey, look who's coming out of the lodge hall. Shorty the barber.
Hey, Shorty, you really dolled up there. You really look like a lady killer, ain't you?
Oh, no, Kingfish. The gals don't pay no attention to me. They don't even look at me. Me a lady killer? Oh, what are you talking? You, I, oh, yeah.
Well, now, look, Shorty, maybe you can help us. Does you know any place that we can get a roll of film developed in a hurry?
Well, not on Sunday, but you say, well, say, wait a minute. A friend of mine has got a dark room in the basement of his apartment. He got to go out of town. He'll let you use it if he knows how to develop film yourself.
Yeah, well, that's great, Shorty. I used to work as a janitor in a photograph shop, and I used to watch him do that stuff. I could handle the whole thing.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll call up my friend and get the key, and you can go right over there, you see.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Shorty. Thank you.
Say, you know, fellas, I had a peculiar experience with a photograph once myself.
Shorty?
Yeah, I was going with a gal, and I found out that she was secretly gone with another fella. Oh, I was heartbroken. I went to my dear friend Stonewall, the lawyer, for advice.
Oh, you went to Stonewall, huh?
Yeah, he told me that if she was that kind of a gal, the best thing for me to do was to forget her completely.
Yeah, Stonewall gave you good advice.
Yeah, but I didn't take his advice, though. I wanted to know who that other fellow was. I wanted to know who would do a low-down trick like that.
Well, what'd you do?
Well, I got a photographer to hide outside the gal's house and snap a picture of my rival as he come out.
Oh, that's the stuff, Shorty. Who did it turn out to be?
Oh, it was a fellow that lived way over here it was a big tall guy that I used to way back in 19... it was a fellow that comes to town Stonewall, the lawyer.
Well, Well, then, here we is. This sure is a nice dark room Shorty's friend is letting us use.
Yeah, look at all the stuff he got down here. Got equipment for printing, developer. Look at the bottles and trays for the acid.
Yeah, well, close the door, Anna. Yeah, well, now turn out the light.
Because we got to put out the light to develop the film?
Oh, certainly, Andy. Everybody knows that light is the enemy of film.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Don't you remember you learned that in school?
Yeah.
It's the law of heredity. You remember? Remember how Sir Isaac Fig Newton was sitting under an apple tree and a light bulb come down, conked him on the head and discovered the whole thing there?
Oh, yeah, I believe I does remember that. That happened in the year 1492, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right. B.C. Yeah, you were right. Okay, Eddie, now, before we turn out the light, look around the room here and remember where everything is so you'll know what to grab the stuff I need and hand it to me.
Yeah, well, I was all set. I done mesmerized where everything is.
Yeah.
Switch off the light. Boy, this is the darkest dark I ever been in. Can't see nothing. Uh-oh, hold it. I think there's light leaking in here, Kingfish. I see the bright spot.
No, no, Andy, no, no. That's your eyes, my boy. You always see that after you just turn out a light. It's an optical illusion.
Yeah.
Now, let me get the film out here and unroll this roll of film.
Yeah. Hey, Kingfish, you got both hands on that film.
Certainly I have, then.
That's funny. I feel a hand on my wallet. Is that an optical illusion, too?
Well, it must be, Andy. There's only two of us in here.
Yeah. Something tells me that light ain't the only enemy I gotta watch out for.
Well, now, Andy, I got the film rolled out here and laying down here somewhere. So we can't turn on the light now and let the light hit the film, you know.
Yeah, well, what must we do now?
Well, now I got the developing tray right in front of me here. Now, the first thing I need is a funnel.
Yeah.
Did you remember where that was in the dark? You think you'd find it?
I think so. Let me see here.
Feel around it.
Yeah. Ah, I found the funnel.
Oh, thanks, Andy. Now I got to have a bottle of developing acid.
Mm-hmm.
Remember where the bottles is up on the shelf?
Yeah, just a second. I'll feel around here. I found the bottle.
Let me handle this. I think I see the extra bottle of developing acid in the sink here when the light was on. Let me feel around here.
Uh-oh. The optical illusion is snapping at my wallet again.
You don't mean to tell me, Andy.
I wish that optical illusion knowed that I put my wallet in my other pocket. Besides that, there ain't no money in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Andy, I don't think the optical illusion will bother you no more.
But what you going to do now, Kingfish?
Well, I done found a jug of acid here. Now I'm going to start pouring it now.
Yeah, go ahead. That's enough acid. Hold it.
Why?
My pocket is full.
Oh. look, Andy, you was messing up everything. We ain't getting no place in the dark here. Let me roll the film up here so we can turn on the light and get out of here.
Yeah, hurry up, Kingfish.
Wait a minute now. Okay, Andy, now you can put the light on. Andy, the only thing for us to do is to wait till tomorrow and get some photographer to develop the film for us as fast as he can.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. Then we can turn it over to the police and they can pick the thief up.
Yeah. I wonder where that crook is right now.
Well, wherever he is, I bet he thinks he's in the clear, because he ain't got no idea that we got his picture. Ha! 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 Ha!
Hello? Oh, hiya, boss. Glad you called. I just got on the grapevine that somebody got my picture coming out of the jewelry store yesterday. Yeah, a guy from the Mystic Knights of the Sea Lodge Hall. Yeah, and get this, boss. Tamari's going to turn it over to the cops. What am I going to do? I'm going to drop up to that lodge hall and get that picture. And if anybody gets hurt, it won't be me.
It's here, a year ahead. It's ready to use right now. Ask your dealer for Rinso and get the amazing new 1950 Rinso with Soleum. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap.
I'm so happy with my Rinso wash. It's actually whiter and brighter than new. My white things are the loveliest white I ever saw. And all my colored things are so beautifully bright.
Yes, the sensational new washing action of 1950 Rinso gets and keeps your clothes whiter, brighter than new. Whiter, brighter than any other soap.
And Rinso's so safe for my clothes and so gentle for my hands.
Tomorrow, get the economical giant size of new 1950 Rinso. Now, back to Amos and Andy.
Look, Kingfish, stop pacing up and down, will you? We still can't get the film developed till tomorrow morning.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, Andy, so that we'll be all set the first thing in the morning, why can't we find out the nearest photographer shop? Wait a minute. There's a classified telephone book chained to one of the desks in the back of the lodge here. Go back there and check on it, will you?
Yeah, okay, Kingfish, I'll look at it.
Oh, boy, $500 apiece. I wonder how I ought to invest that. Well, I can get Stonewall, the lawyer, to help me on that. I asked him to drop over later. I can't wait to get my hands on that money. Ha! I'll really be on Easy Street. Easy Street, do 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 do. Easy Street, oh dee do. Oh, come in, sir. What can I do for you, sir?
I'm looking for a certain fellow in this lodge.
Easy Street. Well, we got a lot of boys here. You got any idea what his name? Excuse me for protruding, mister, but your face seems a little familiar. And I can't quite replace it, though.
Cut the kidding.
Wait a minute. Now I remember. I see you over on Lenox Avenue. Yeah, that's right. It was around 4:15 yesterday. You was running out to the jewelry store when he was taking a picture, and I was standing...
Yeah, that was me, all right.
Yeah, sir. Well... I gotta run along now, mister. I just remembered. I'm due over. I don't forgot what I remembered.
Sit out, spindlehead.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yes, I will. Thank you, sir.
So you know about the picture, eh?
A picture?
Now listen. Before I came over here, I made up my mind to find the guy who's figuring on turning that picture over to the police.
Yeah, sir. Well, what you gonna do to him, mister?
I'm gonna tear him in half and beat the life out of each half.
You certainly is thorough, all right, ain't you?
Now talk, bud.
But now listen, mister, I don't know nothing about no picture or who took the picture or nothing about it.
Now listen, someone in this lodge snapped that picture, I'm gonna fix him good.
Say, Kingfish.
Well, if it ain't Photographer Brown, how is it?
I see you got company here. Pardon me, mister, I just want to tell my friend something. Say, Kingfish, I checked and I found a photographer that's got 2-hour service. Boy, when they catch that dirty crook, we gets $1,000 and he gets 15 years.
Congratulations, Andy. You was the first man in history that ever dug a grave with his big mouth.
So you're the guy that took the picture, eh?
Yeah, it was me, all right. I was always on my toes. I was one of excuse me, mister. Why is you pointing the coat pocket at me?
Stand right where you are. Don't move.
Yes, sir. Kingfish, I know this sounds silly, but in the gentleman's pocket there, do he have a...
With bullets.
Then this is the fellow...
Right. That... And whichever one of you guys got that roll of film, you better hand it over. But there's going to be a new face in the morgue tonight.
You got it, Kingfish. Give it to him.
All right. I'll give it to you, mister. I got it right here in my desk drawer. Yes, sir. Here's the rule, mister. Just don't point that gun at me.
Yeah, mister, because I'm...
Well, howdy, boy. I just thought I'd come over... I don't like to interrupt the personal hold-ups. I'll drop by later.
Sit out, shrimp.
Now, wait a minute now. I got my legal rights.
And I got a gun.
Yeah, you'd much better off, ain't you?
No, I'm leaving. And my advice to you guys is to keep your mouth shut about this whole thing. So long.
A crook like that is sure gonna get in trouble someday. You know, I ought to give him my business card.
Well, there went our chance for the $1,000 reward. I regret it. I'm going home. So long, fellas.
So long, Andy.
You This is a tough break for you, Kingfish.
No, it ain't, Stonewall.
Oh, yeah? What do you mean?
Well, I done really put one over on that crook. I have still got the roll of film with the crook's picture on it here in my pocket. That roll of film that I give the crook out of the desk drawer is the old one that I had. And that ain't all. I done pulled a fast one on the end, too.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, he don't know that I got the film, and I'll get the whole $1,000 reward.
Yeah, you take my advice, though, instead of trying to get this thing developed. You take this roll right down to the police station and let them develop it.
Yeah, the only thing I was afraid to be seen anywhere near the police station with that crook floating around.
Oh, I'll take it down there for you.
Oh, would you, Stonewall? All you got to do is to tell them that when they develop the... it is the picture of the crook. Is the eighth on the film, the last one on the roll.
I'm glad to do it for you, King.
Oh, thanks, Stonewall. Mm-hmm. You going down to the police station with that crook on the loose, really take courage. You know, you is one of the bravest fellows I know.
Oh, man, yeah.
Well, Sergeant, I understand you cracked the Robinson jewelry case.
That's right, Captain. Some lawyer named Stonewall walked in here and gave us a roll of film with a thief's picture on it. We developed it. Sure enough, it was a perfect picture.
Well, that was a lucky break.
Yeah, and we picked up the suspect in a matter of hours.
A good work, Flaherty.
The only thing is, he's a pretty tough egg. We can't get a confession out of him. We've been grilling him in the next room for 8 hours.
Well, let's go in. I'd like to talk to him.
Okay. There he is, Captain. He keeps claiming that the whole thing's a mistake, and the real crook must have run out of the way before the picture was snapped.
Is that right?
Tell the truth, Captain. I ain't never stole no jewels in my life.
Same as what year is this?
Well, Andy, it's 1949 by the calendar, but it's 1950 by Rinso.
Yeah, well, that's just what I want to talk to you about. Ain't 1950 Rinso rushing things a little bit?
No, Andy, the only rushing is the women rushing into stores to get 1950 Rinso. Ain't that right, Miss Carpenter?
Well, it sure is, Amos. Any wash day is a brighter, easier one with new 1950 Rinso here a year ahead. See for yourself, new 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. Only Rinso contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. Get new 1950 Rinso right away.
Yeah, Amos, me and the Kingfish just come up to see our little godchild.
Yeah, well, there she is, boys, right in the crib. Well, hello there, Amos Andrew.
Oh, boy. Amos Andrew is really getting cute.
Yeah, and she has got a lot of little tricks you do, too. Now, if you lean over the crib, she'll grab your hair, Andy, and then laugh like anything.
She do, huh? Oh, let me try that. I'll lean over the crib here. Well, look at there, will you? She grabbed my hair and really laughing.
Yeah, let me try it, too, here. Yeah, go ahead, Kingfish. Put your head down there. I feel the same way about my hair that you do, honey. Good night, folks.
See you next Sunday.
Doctors approved it. Lifebuoy Health Soap with its purifying ingredient gets skin cleaner, stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Yes, doctors compare daily baths with leading soaps, proved you are cleaner, safer from B.O. with Lifebuoy. Get Lifebuoy right away. Be sure to listen to the Amos and Andy Show at the same time next Sunday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.